preaching the name of Jesus today, and I pray all is well. You know, I feel God standing up for his people in the earth, and there is a move of God. There's an act of God in the earth. Now, don't deceive yourselves and don't fool yourselves, children. This is something the Lord's been putting in our spirits. There is an act of God in the earth, but the act of God's coming to the hungry. Don't think that America's got a corner on God, and don't think that because of our wealth and our blessings and our prosperity that God has to move here first. God's going to move where people seeking him. He's going to move where people are praying and crying out to him. I don't care if it's Greenland. I don't care if it's Brazil. I don't care if it's Argentina, Venezuela. I don't care if it's India, Africa. I don't care if it's over in France. I don't care where it is, Japan, China. God is going to move where people are seeking him. And he's had us praying these last, ever since March the 22nd, for there to be a restoring of the church and for God to bring back the Spirit of God that he poured out on the day of Pentecost, because that was not just a quickening in your flesh. That was not something just to cause you to talk in tongues. That Spirit that was poured out on the day of Pentecost was, if you look at your Bible, in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 28th verse, and it says, "For God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after this miracles, gifts of healings, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues." And it said God set them in the church. So on the day of Pentecost, when he poured out his Spirit on that 120, that was for ministry. That wasn't the lay members of the church. He just didn't pour out his Spirit on them so they could feel goosebumps and talk in tongues. He poured out gifts. He poured out anointings. He poured out offices. He gave administrations. You go read 1 Corinthians 12, and it tells you about the body of Christ and the gifts, the administrations, the operations. All this was put in that 120 on the day of Pentecost, because there was 3,000 fixing to be saved. And God's not going to save 3,000 souls and not have ministries in place to minister the word to them and sustain them and feed. God's not going to birth 3,000 babies and leave them for the wolves to devour them. So that Holy Ghost that he poured out on the day of Pentecost, the gifts, the offices, the administrations, the operations, the helps, the governments, the diversities of tongues, it is coming again. It is coming again. This is that restoration that God has had us praying for. This is the restoring of the faith. This is the faith that was once delivered to the saints. It was built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, according to Ephesians 2 and 20. So we need to get ourselves in the right mind, and that's what this prayer has been for. This 30 days of intense prayer that started on the 22nd of March, where I've been instructing you how to get your spirit right, your heart right, what to pray, how to focus in prayer. And the focus in our prayer should be unity of the Spirit and unity of the faith. And for God to bring the restoring of the faith and get us ready for the latter rain outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Children of God, this prayer, it you just don't need to be repenting. That's good, repent. I believe in 2 Chronicles 7:14, but the people did not just repent when God spoke that word. He said, "In my people, which are called by my name," that's my name, Jesus, "will humble themselves and pray." So why do you say it's by the name of Jesus? Because there's no other name given under heaven where men might be saved. And if you're God's people and you're called by his name, you're called by the name of Jesus. because the Word of God, and I believe it's in Philippians, will tell you that the whole family in heaven and earth is named after this name of Jesus. So that was the Father's name. He said in John 5:43, I am come in my Father's name. In Matthew 1 and 21, he spoke and he told Joseph, told Mary, that thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. So it is the name of Jesus that we are called by. And so if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, that means you've got to realize this thing's out of your hands. You've got to realize that the earth has been stood still. You have no control over it. You have no control to rebuke this virus, rebuke the devil, because God has allowed this. It's in his control, and it's not going anywhere till God lets it serve his purpose. So we need to get focused in prayer and seeking God and be called by his name. And he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, realize that this is in God's hands. It's out of your hands. You don't have any power, any authority to change anything. And pray. Humble yourselves and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. That means the wickedness that has crept in to our lives, to our hearts, to the church. We got to repent and get it out. Get it out. Get our hands clean before God. Get our hands clean, get our hearts pure, and then let's pray and seek the face of God for God to heal the land and bring deliverance in what he's doing. May God bless you.